Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bob Detheridge. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting third. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Detheridge, who is chasing the ball. Nordhagen reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Wei then and he is safe. Washington steals second. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kim for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Detheridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detheridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0-1 in the game. Wei then strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Kim and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Kim moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detheridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Detheridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Detheridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen is walked intentionally. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison scores. Nordhagen moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Marty Patton now pitching. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to third. Washington moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Nordhagen scores. Washington moves to third. Kim moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1. White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Way then moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Busby now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon scores. Nordhagen moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. One out. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Harry Chapp is now playing shortstop. Marv Foley now catching. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detheridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Detheridge strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Detheridge. Moore reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Morrison moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morrison moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lemon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Claudel Washington. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chalk moves to second. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wei then hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chalk scores. Porter moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.